Proclamation number 3606 dated the November 20th, 1945. Stormy times before the Last Judgment. Paradise. The Last Judgment will put an end to all abominations and peace will be on earth for a long time. There will be a state of divine order on earth where only peace will reign, where love will unite all people, where the individual person's love will also guarantee God's working through His Spirit, where everyone will be able to hear God's voice and be exceedingly happy to know God is so close to him, where God will also visibly dwell amongst His own in an as yet inconceivable way for present-day people. People on the new earth will live in paradise again, in harmony of soul, in learning for God and His love and in constant fulfillment of their longing. And all evil will be banished for a long time. Yet before this state can come to pass on earth, a storm must sweep across it with a purifying and devastating effect, a storm which only people with profound faith and loyalty to God will stand up to. They will suffer great distress, yet the later time on the new earth will amply compensate them for all previous adversities and afflictions. For as soon as evil has lost its power, they will no longer be harassed and most blissful peace on earth will be their fate. This is why the final stormy time should not be dreaded by the believers, for God's will is above all happenings. God's love will work amongst His own and His power will overcome Satan's power at the right time. And regardless of what will threaten the believers, worldly power, human hatred and unkindness will be unable to prevent the coming bliss on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond for those who will remain loyal to God. They cannot kill the soul although they want to kill the body. Yet God will even prevent this because He wants His own to inhabit the paradise of the new earth, because they are intended to form the root of the new generation and because they shall be compensated for their previous time of distress as a sign of God's greater than great love which wants to provide His own with a blissful fate on earth. Therefore they will also be endowed by God with extraordinary strength with which they will be able to overcome all evil and which will enable them to stand up to the worst hostility. For the bulwark of their faith will be most violently shaken. And only in those who have overcome their desire for the earthly world will the strength arise to offer resistance. But anyone who will still allow himself to be captivated by the appeal of the world will relinquish all resistance. He does not belong to the flock of those faithful to God. He will sell his soul for a reward, for whatever he believes himself to have gained will crumble on the day of judgment. And all atrocities will come to an end on this day. All God-opposing spirits will be banished and a state of calm will ensue in the whole of the universe, a state of peaceful activity which is incomparable to the peace of death. The latter is the fate of the banished spirits which will be bound in utter weakness within solid matter and for an infinitely long time be unable to become active. And this is the time you humans are approaching, and you don't have much time left. If you want to be successful during the last days before the day of judgment, you must still diligently work at improving yourselves. You must contact God increasingly more sincerely. You must draw strength for yourselves daily and hourly and constantly remain in prayer in order to always receive strength as soon as you open your heart and desire God's grace and strength. And He will be and remain with His own until the end. He will dwell with them in the paradise of the new earth and stay inextricably united with them for all eternity. Amen.